The double limo crash storyline continues. Emmerdale has aired another heartbreaking death in its double limo crash storyline, as well as confirmed the identity of the body in the lake. The ITV soap has seen 17 lives hanging in the balance when two limos, driven by Charity Dingle and Caleb Milligan, were involved in accidents with one plunging into an icy lake. In tonight's hour-long episode, Amy Barton was rushed to the hospital after remaining trapped in the lake. Emmerdale's surprise departure, actor speaks out on limo stunt. The doctor informed Matty and Kerry that she was stable but the following hours would be critical as her body had been under significant stress from the hypothermia. "I can't lose her, Kerry," Matty said. "She's putting up one hell of a fight," Kerry replied in a bid to comfort him. Matty was upset to see Kane Dingle showing up at the hospital with his and Amy's son Kyle. However, they managed to put their differences aside when Amy appeared to be recovering and squeezed Kyle's hand. Alone with Amy, Matty told her to hurry back to him. "You're the best thing that's ever happened to me, Ames," Matty said. Briefly regaining consciousness, Amy tried to warn Matty about who she saw at the bottom of the lake. During those dramatic moments, Amy spotted Nate Robinson's body. Nate was last seen in the village last year before he seemingly vanished into thin air. "Nah. In the water," Amy muttered. She couldn't get the words out and was only able to say the first syllable of Nate's name, with her husband remaining in the dark as to what exactly she was referring to. "I love you," she finally said before flatlining. Despite the doctor's best efforts, Amy died of a cardiac arrest, leaving her husband Matty, Kerry and Kyle devastated. In a gut-wrenching moment, Matty kissed Amy's hand, thanking her for seeing him and promising her he'd take care of Kyle. The episode made Amy the third casualty of the crash, together with Susie Merton and Layla Harding. Now Amy's gone, will Nate's body be recovered? Meanwhile, a guilt-ridden Charity was determined to find out what really happened to her son Noah after doctors suggested he'd been spiked.